For a long time, cremation was the predominant form of funeral in Europe. The cremated remains include the ashes of the deceased person, pieces of bone from people and animals, and sometimes also burial gifts.
Anthropological work starts during the excavation process. If human remains are found at this stage, they can be examined in the laboratory. It is not only the age at death and gender that can be determined. If entire burial grounds are excavated, we find remains of children, adolescents, and adults. This allows a ratio between the different age groups to be calculated, which in turn allows conclusions can be drawn about society in the region. Height and weight are determined for each individual. As a person is physically active throughout their life, changes may occur in the bones depending on the amount of strain placed on them. Illnesses also sometimes leave their mark on the skeleton. All these things allow us to draw conclusions about a range of aspects concerning the everyday lives of the deceased. Eating habits and the amount of strain placed on the body can both be determined. But glimpses into the living conditions of earlier times are also possible. Sometimes the cause of death can also be determined, and cases of violence or accidents can be reconstructed. The cremated bones not only provide information about the deceased, but also about funeral rituals. An anthropologist is therefore both a scientist and a detective.